IT Help Desk. BC Technologies' Finlay Anderson has some troubleshooting tips for misbehaving printers. Printers can be pretty annoying. They seem to break or stop printing for absolutely no reason. Here's how you can combat never-ending printer purgatory. Usually it's something to do with the drivers not working, so it's important to know how to update them. But first, what is a printer driver? Drivers are little bits of software your computer needs to enable it to communicate with the printer. Other devices, such as cameras and microphones, have their own unique drivers too. Not having the drivers installed on your printer may render it unusable, so make sure they are always up to date and installed correctly. Updating drivers is relatively simple, and there are multiple ways to do it. Note that some drivers will have different versions depending on the OS, operating system, you are using. Most websites will keep the different OS versions next to each other when you go to download them. Mac OS for Apple computers and Windows for everything else. The most consistent way to update your drivers is to go to the manufacturer's website. There are other ways of getting them, but I believe this is the most efficient method. You will need to know the model of your printer, so you can be directed to the correct drivers. Then select the drivers for the OS you use. If you are given the option of X64 or X32, choose X64. This will download the drivers into your downloads folder in File Explorer, and you will then be able to start installing them onto your computer. Once you double-click on the driver file, it should do most of the setup itself. After it is finished, it will automatically add the printer to your computer, and you will be able to start using it. When updating your drivers, rather than installing it for the first time, I would recommend removing the printer you are trying to update from your printer first. If you are unsure which OS you use, ask someone you know for advice or search for it online. There are many different types of printers too, so make sure you go to the correct website. If you have an HP printer, go to the HP website for the driver. Other printer problems. Driver updates can't fix all printer issue though. Here are some more troubleshooting steps you can follow if a driver update does not resolve your issue. Rebooting your printer is a simple yet effective way to get it working again. If it's telling you it's offline and cannot connect to your computer, try unplugging it for 10 minutes and then plugging it back in. This effectively refreshes the printer's mind and allows it to reconnect to the network. If you have items stuck in your print queue, try deleting all the items and then having another go. You can do this by going into the control panel, finding the devices and printers option, then right-clicking and selecting Open. Sometimes it will open a different menu if you double-click on it instead. From there you can right-click on your printer and click on the See What's Printing option. Once in there you can delete queue items and unclog your printer. I hope you will now be fully equipped to tackle the next printer issue you come up against. And if you encounter anything not mentioned here, look for a solution on the internet or get in touch with us. Free computer support. To contact BC Technologies for free advice and support, telephone 0330 800 1010, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, or email kcbn@bcgroup.co.uk at any time. Please quote CSPA when contacting BC Technologies to assist them in dealing with your query.